Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live, right here on the Wendy's Big Show Radio Network. Have you or someone you know been let down by bad breakfast? We all know somebody, right? Well, worry not, because Wendy's is cracking down on bad pre-made breakfast with their breakfast 2 for $4. Now, anyone who's been wronged by pre-made breakfast and its frozen, folded eggs, ugh, and rubbery microwave
that
bacon.
Ugh.
You can get the breakfast they deserve with two of these made-to-order breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Two of these for just $4. You can pick from the honey butter chicken biscuit. Very good. Classic bacon, egg, and cheese, or the classic sausage, egg, and cheese. Move on to brighter mornings. Start the day with a smile. Justice is served only at Wendy's. We got you. And I highly recommend taking advantage of Wendy's breakfast for certain. Leroy, I know you haven't been here. We're going to get to Jared Bush, Dan Plucker efforting getting Jared Bush on the line. We have Jared Bush on the line? Okay, well, let's get to Jared Bush, then we'll talk to Leroy.
10 years ago, championship day. Green Bay won a championship against Pittsburgh.
You gotta love it.
It's time to celebrate the 10-year anniversary as the Big Show talks with players from that team. Presented by Network Health Insurance and Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin Apprenticeship Program.
Joining us now is Jared Bush on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. Jared, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I guess first things first, we want to go back and kind of relive a little bit of 10 years ago in that Super Bowl run. And then towards the end of the interview, we'll get your thoughts on this Packers team and their run to the Super Bowl as well. I guess there's several moments that stand out in that year, one of which being that Packers team being able to overcome all the different injuries that beset that roster from the time preseason started to the time you got to the Super Bowl, including in the Super Bowl losing guys.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of injuries that we had to overcome. I remember there's a few names, Ryan Grant, Jermichael Finley, Brandon Chiller, Nick Barnett. I know there's some marquee names, and even during the game, right, Charles Woodson went down.
Right.
And I think this is a great, you know, just give credit to the management, you know, Ted Thompson and his crew, just to bring in players that were able to kind of step in and plug in where they needed to play, as well as the coaching staff, right, just being able to assimilate players where, you know, to utilize their strengths and to allow us to just play fast and play to our potential and just maximize each player.
Steve, I'm Jared, this is Leroy, but I'm a yield my time to Gary Ellerson. Yeah, what's up, my brother? Because I was going to talk about you getting a pick in the Super Bowl, but I want Gary to go first because he got a question for you. And then we'll get back to some defensive back stuff. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Jared Bush.
Why you calling my whole name?
Hey, how you
man?
Doing? JB, I'm gonna yield my time back to the Hall of Famer.
Okay, well, let's get
he
to
needs
pick,
to go
man.
First. Let's go ahead, Hall of Famer.
Right, go ahead,
in the Super Bowl, because people say special teams is amazing. The only reason why I have a Super Bowl ring, and you know this, is because of special teams. Now, you were a great special team guy, but you were also a great nickel and dime guy. You got to tell me about getting the interception in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think that's awesome, the moment that that definitely sticks out in my mind, that you forever cherish. And, you know, they talk about hard work, I think, you know, right, just being an NFL player and dedication. And I think you definitely got to give credit to that, to the people who instilled that in you, because without their hard work and film study, that just doesn't happen. As well as, like, the coaching staff, the Dom Capers, dialing up that one play. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was an empty set. So it went Mike Wallace. It went Mike Wallace, another receiver, and then the tight end. I feel like his last name was Heath. And then I think it went another receiver, and then went the running back. And it was just a routine play, third down. And Mike Wallace runs the shallow cross. He's running away from Sam Shield. So right, any receiver running away from you, right? It's a tough route to cover, and it's right in front of, you know, Ben Roethlisberger. It's an easy throw for him because it's down the middle, in the middle of the hashes. And you know, I just read the play, baited him, you know, and just, you know, took my shot. And you know, he pulled the trigger and asked questions later, and you know, ended up with a pick. And you know, was able to give A-Rod the ball and the offense, and they went down there and you know, put up another touchdown to put us up to widen the gap. You know, so it was a huge moment, man. I was elated in just a sense that I was able to the opportunity to just be out there to get that turnover. So, man, it was like walking on water, man. You know what I'm saying? Like every time I relieve it, you know, it doesn't change and just gives me goosebumps just to be on that stage, man. So.
Nice.
So it was a great moment.
If you can talk a little bit about, because I think Charles got hurt, I believe, right? Was that right before halftime? So how was halftime going in? Charles' arm in the sling, you know he can't go. What was that like in the locker room at halftime?
You know, we just looked at each other, hey, man, we got to pull this out. You know what I'm saying? We got to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though, regardless of the players that were out, like, we didn't come this far to lose. We did not come this far. So we just rallied together. You know, we were like band of brothers, you know, and just understanding, like, hey, this is the moment that we come to step up. And we might have lost maybe like 9 out of 10 games, you know what I'm saying? But that 10th game, we knew, you know what I'm saying, that 10th game, we were going to pull it out. And within that moment, we knew that we could do it, you know. And it's just, huge credit to the coaching staff, you know, the management, the assistants that worked with us each and every day, you know, as well as our teammates, right, just to be accountable, to be responsible, and to come through, right, to follow through with your responsibilities and to work together as a collective goal, as a collective unit. So I'm proud to bring home Titletown, you know, bring home the championship to Titletown. It's, and to give the Packer fans the memory of a lifetime, you know, I think that's, like, the biggest thing, right?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. And you'll be able to sign autographs in the state of Wisconsin for the rest of your life as well, Jared. Talking with Jared Bush of the Wendy's Big Show, again, presented to you by Network Health Insurance and Associated Builders and Contractors of the Wisconsin Apprenticeship Program.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out Bill Michaels, who came up with this. So I thank Bill for this opportunity, because you're one of my favorites. You know, Nick Collins, like my son. I love it's just a core people on that particular team. But, Jared, you got to take me all the way back when you won those three games in a row. I mean, beating Chicago, Philly, Atlanta, and then you roll into Chicago. They got home field. Yeah. Everything's fine. Sam Shields get the pick, and then you're going to the Super Bowl. Just tell me about those games real quick, because there was just so much swagger there after that.
Yeah. You know what? I just felt like it was the Packers versus the world at that moment, right? Because we didn't have home field advantage.
Right.
We just had each other, and we were a close niche type group. You know what I'm saying? Going to barbecues and stuff, and just having that outside team chemistry. You know, I definitely feel like we were just a tight knit group, which allowed us to even just flourish onto the field. And you know, we knew that we weren't going to play a perfect game, but we knew we were going to find a way to win at that moment. I felt like everything was hitting all cylinders. A-Rob, he was playing lights out. the defense. We were getting the ball with Nick Collins, Charles Woodson, Sam Shields, myself, with B.J. Rizzi in the front, you know, holding down, being the centerpiece, and having Clay on the outside rushing with Nick Perry. I felt like it was just a huge, right? It was just a – we just had a great team, man. We had a great group of guys, you know, with great characters. And as well, I got to tip the hat off just to people who organize Lambeau Field, have that environment to inspire us each and every day when we go into that workplace, guys like yourself having those photos up, like Leroy, Gary Ellison, you know, some of those legendary, you know, players that came before us. I think that definitely played a role in our success.
Jarrett, when we talk about Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if you think back to that season, going to that Super Bowl and winning it against the Steelers, that Falcons playoff game, I mean, it was just stupid crazy good, right?
Stupid crazy good.
And how unconscious he was in that game. And then you look at what he's doing this year, and it's just amazing, 10 years later, how well he's still playing.
Yeah, man. I mean, I know the dude works out hard, man. I know he's definitely he's a competitor. He strives to be the best. And, you know, he has the support around him to do it. You know, I think he definitely has that success pursuit trying to chase some of the other players, the greats that came before him. So I definitely feel like that's something that he's trying to prove, you know. And I think that as long as you have something to prove, I definitely feel that it's going to bring the best out of you, because it's definitely iron sharpens iron. Having those times and rubbing elbows with Bart Starr and Brett Favre. And so I definitely feel like he's like, man, like, hey, man, if these guys can do it, I can do it. You know, and I think he definitely has that mentality. And, you know, he's on his way. He's on his way, man. And like I said, A-Rod, he's got the weapons to do it. He's got Devontae. He's got Aaron Jones. He's got the defense, again, to get the ball. And I think that's going to be important, to get the ball back into A-Rod's hands so he can go down and do what he does. So credit to him, man, all the hard work, even though he's, you know, he's aging, what, he's 38. You know, and so, right, I think – a lot of times, right, with Tom Brady and Drew Brees, they're breaking the barrier. So who knows what A-Rod can do past this year.
That's a fact.
So, again, credit to him.
A lot of people probably would like to know, what was it like in practice, though, going against A-Rod?
Going to practice against A-Rod, it's just like, man, just like how some people, you know, play against him in the game. It's definitely a challenge, right? The balls. Right, he's definitely a little bit he's a lot looser. He might throw a no look pass to you, and all you can do is shake your head at that point. Like, this dude is that good where he doesn't have to directly look where he's throwing, but in his peripheral vision, he can throw it on a dime. And right, he's competitive, man. Like, he comes to work every day. He's gonna compete his ass off. Excuse me, my friends, you know, you can only respect that, you know. He leaves it all out there. And it definitely plays a role in seeing Brett Favre and the way he handled himself and the way he left the game plays into A-Rod's psyche as well. Just leaving it all out there and giving it all for your teammates. And that's when you really gain the respect, and whether it's practice or in the game. Mm-hmm. And it's playing out now. And you're just seeing the polishedness of it. Like, he definitely worked. He struggled, right, through the years with the whole McCarthy exchange of the head coach. And so now it's coming into flourish. It's coming into fruition. So, again, you know, he's a top competitor, man. He's a great guy on top of it, and he deserves it, man. So
It's so wonderful to be called a Super Bowl champion, Jerry. You're a class act. And I just want to say, we got about 30 seconds left. I hope you've been – your family's doing well. I hope you're doing well. Yeah. I'm sure I'll see you when the pandemic is, you know, come to a halt. But what have you been doing during the quarantining, and now, you know, you're starting to open up a little bit around? So you've been staying safe?
Yeah, I've been staying safe. Just working on speaking to kids, speaking to corporate sales.
Nice.
Ringing in some speaking engagements, kind of just inspiring people, giving people good news and hope. And kind of just getting that off the ground, it's been fulfilling and gratifying. And
wait a minute. How can somebody hire you? Now, you got a website, you got social media. Because me and Gary, you know, we'd like to scrape some pennies together and fly you in here.
So it's coming soon. I'm just, all right, just getting off the ground. And right now I'm just getting speaking gigs, just by word of mouth right now. So I just did a talk at Chevrolet Automotive. You know, speaking here at the Boys and Girls Club, just kind of just keep honing my skills. And then another high school here in Madison, Memorial High School. So yeah, definitely website's coming soon. Be on the lookout. And I'll definitely shoot that to you, Laura.
Man. I'll put it out there. Okay. You're a great speaker, man. You're a fantastic speaker. Thank you so much. Appreciate you having on, man. This is amazing. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Leroy. Thanks, Garrett. Appreciate it.
No problem, my brother. Take care of yourself.
Yeah, you too. All right.
Take care. Thanks.
There is Jared Bush on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
My favorite guys.
Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. And that interview brought to you by Network Health Insurance and the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin Apprenticeship Program here on the Wendy's Big Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
Steve, you and Gary had two of the most meaningful questions. That was very good. So people need, if you missed it, if you just got in your car, you missed it, you got to go back. Joe can tell you how you can go back and listen to it. Those are two great questions, especially about Steve, the Aaron Rodgers question, because he outplayed Big Ben by far. I mean, he just did. And then 10 years later, still here. Joe, you still scared?
Man, leave that man alone.
I'm just saying, man, this man went to the Super Bowl 10 years ago, and this man is still in the fetal position, scared him and his brother Alex.
Whoa. I never said I was scared.
Yeah, don't make me go back and listen, Joe.
No. I'll just repeat what I said in the very first hour.
There you go, Garrett.
I believe.
Just hold it, Joe. Just hold it, because you're going to come up with something different now and try to walk everything back, but you're catching this smoke I'm sending to you.
I will gladly reiterate what I said in the first hour.
And don't
be
using
side.
Big words either. I don't even know what that means.
Reiterate. Actually, I don't use big words. My vocabulary is terrible.
Reiterate.
Your vocabulary is amazing. What are you talking about?
Terrible.
Terrible.
All right.
Terrible.
So Joe Zinzola will explain what he was talking about earlier in the show. Are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? Van Horn direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn direct.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network. Now, back to the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the G. Winer Plumbing Studios, gwinerplumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs. Are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? Leroy brought this up to end the last segment. So for those of you that didn't hear Joe talking about this earlier in the show and how this all came up, Joe, the floor is yours.
Okay, so let me reiterate for Leroy.
There you go.
I do believe that the Packers will win coming up on Sunday. I do believe that they can win.
Well, why does it have to be a butt?
But
see, I'm checked out now.
Leroy, my
scared.
Head,
scared.
My head cannot block out.
Scared it past. Excuse me.
My head cannot block out the last 10 years of misery in this state when it comes to our Wisconsin sports teams. I cannot.
Loser. Excuse me. I've got allergies.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
I cannot block that out. Believe me, I am trying very hard to say they're winning.
Job, please.
This is a completely different team. Aaron Rodgers, he wants this so bad. You know how bad he wants it. There's a million different reasons. And from the people that have called in today explaining their optimism and how confident they are in the Packers heading into this game, they're all right. This team, they are so, so good.
Well, why are you ruining it with this butt stuff?
But we have felt that way with some of our other favorite Wisconsin sports teams when they have been in the same position as the Packers. Last couple of years, guys, the Milwaukee Bucks, I was pontificating on
this. Oh, my. Are you giving the Bucks crap now?
Pontificating.
Oh,
pontificating.
Oh, biggest word used on the big show since the inception of the show.
People were saying, well, Joe, the playoffs are completely different here for the NBA here. It's a totally different animal. I'm not putting any stock into what the Bucks did in the regular season. I said, knock it off. This team is legit, and they're going to be in the NBA Finals. Book it. And then what do? Not just 1 year, back-to-back years. They let you down. They came up short when you knew everything that they had right there was more than enough to get this thing done. So it's hard for me. I have been abused and tortured as a fan by these teams.
Joe.
And now my brain is telling me, Joe, just brace yourself for the letdown. Brace yourself for the letdown.
What the other side of your brain saying?
When the logical side of my brain says, Joe, the history doesn't matter. This is a different team. This team is good enough to win it all. Just focus on that.
Turn the other side off.
I can't block that out right now. It's so hard because all that torture, the decade of torture.
Why can't you block it out, Joe? You're a golfer. You hit a 300-yard drive, and you chip it in the water. You don't throw your clubs in the water. You go back, you take your stroke, and you try to get it bogey and move on.
Sometimes you wrap your club around a tree. It all depends.
But that's the hard thing about golf, Leroy. The hard thing about golf is you know that there's going to be some bad shots in your round.
Well, you know that about all sports, Joe.
For whether you're a 20 handicapper or a scratch golfer, it doesn't matter. You hit a bad shot, you got to be able to flush it out. And if you can't flush it out, which is it is very hard to do, then you're screwed. Then the rest of your round is going to go right in the toilet. So I am trying to be that golfer that just blocks it out, walks away, and keeps going. But it's hard for me this week to just think the world is sunshine and rainbows and the Green Bay Packers are going to be in the Super Bowl come Sunday night. Like, I want that reality so bad, but I keep thinking about history and I keep thinking about the letdowns. So that's where I am. That's where I'm at.
Hey, man, turn in all your Packer gear. Give me your address. I'm going to have it picked up. And I want you to go up north and start driving trucks and bring that other young man in.
But I don't get why he has to turn his Packer gear, Leroy.
He has to, man.
Why?
He talking about something 10, 15, 20 years ago. He changed his sports. Gary, this is 2020.
But why does he? That don't make him not a fan. I mean, why does he have to turn his Packer gear?
You know what, Leroy?
I just want that gear, man. I want him to get a shirt say Front Runner. I only like them when they win.
Leroy.
Oh, he's there when they lose, too. I don't think that's what
he's saying. No, he's not. He's ready to.
Yeah, he is.
I got to talk him off the ledge.
Leroy.
Don't try to change this man narrative, man.
Leroy, I'm hurt.
Stop.
I'm hurt.
Hurt.
You can't be no hurt than nobody else, Joe. We all hurt. We all want him to survive.
Because you're questioning my fandom. You know, Leroy, I just tweeted out.
I don't know what that is.
Leroy, I just tweeted out. You guys can follow me at Radio Joe Sports.
Do we have 1,000 followers yet, Joe?
Yeah, we have over 1,200. Follow Big Show Network if you haven't already. Keep it coming. Well, good job, Leroy. You helped push that yesterday.
Well, tell me what you tweeted out.
I said, if Lynch gets in over Leroy, I'm going to lose my damn mind.
No, don't do that, Joe.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I'm there for you. I'm there. I have your back. You got to have mine, Leroy.
Yeah. You got to look. Okay, I'll tie it in with that. Okay. I've been disappointed for 15 years, Joe. But I don't go into it saying I'm never going to get in. I've been disappointed. Same way the Packers feel, I've been disappointed with the Hall of Fame. But I can't just give up. You keep it moving. And I forget about it. I forget about it, and I move on. This year is different. Every year. And next year, it'll be different. See, because we're trying to get you people past the one championship MVP quarterback Hall of Fame. And the other one, we're trying to tell you guys your championship coming. Embrace it. But you don't want to be wrong. It's okay to say you got everything you need. You got the best coach, best quarterback, best offensive line, all of that. And the only thing that creeps in your mind is what if. See, a good therapist will keep you focused on the positive, because the only way you come to see her, because it's negative crawling in. When you get married, Joe, everything you did when you were single, you can't even, I don't even want to talk about that. It's about the great life that you and Rachel are going to have. You can't sit her down and say,
Joe didn't have a life before Rachel, so there's nothing to talk about.
Steve, that is correct.
Steve, I mean, you be
there's
nice.
There's really nothing right. going on.
Steve, he's right. Just what?
Steve, be nice.
Steve, nobody asked you to do that, Steve.
Just talking don't about do that, Steve. I know, Joe. We've been together for a long time. I'm just saying. There's nothing really to talk about.
He's right. Yeah, his golf not, game, I guess. You
know. Well, we all can say that.
He's become a better golfer since
girls,
Rachel.
Right. We were nobody until we got the right one.
Right.
Yeah. Joe, in particular, is a great person. Now, you,
yes,
we all agree with
very
that.
Much so.
That's why he got Rachel. But I'm just saying, when they get married, you got to let all the stuff go, and y'all starting a new life. Matt LaFleur deserves the right to be the stepmom that come in, and she going to change some draperies. She going to do something different. May even change your time you're supposed to come in at night. But you be respectful, because she going to help you get to where you want to be. You can't sit there and say, I want to talk about stuff that happened 10, 12 years ago. Packer fans, today Tuesday, you know I pray for the state. I'm going to pray for everybody like Joe and Alex to take a deep breath and say, I believe this team going to the Super Bowl. And after that, you give it in God's hands. And you're done with that. That don't make you some overzealous Packer fan that's 19-0 every year. No, but I'm not saying that. When Gary and them was playing, when they messed up the franchise, by the way, people were saying they're going 19-0, and they know they weren't. But this team, to do 13-3 again, say you thought the first year was a fluke. Okay, fine. I'll give you space to believe that. This year ain't no fluke. You got everything. Now, I can understand if you was Tampa. You know what? We should be number one seed, not Green Bay. But you got the number one seed. You got the MVP. You think Tom Brady, if he wasn't the MVP, number one seed, he would be talking with that swag? He wouldn't be hearing this stuff. He'll say, guys, we got it. And the fans saying the same thing. They're not waiting for the shoe to drop. Guess what? Ain't no shoe.
But Leroy,
there's no shoe to drop.
Leroy, I will say this. You know what would make me feel better and would allow me to get rid of this one side of my brain that continues to think about all the negative stuff?
I can imagine how you're going to feel Saturday before the game.
No, you know what will make me feel better?
You're nervous.
No, I know what you're going to say. If I got it in the Hall of Fame, it would make him feel better.
Well, that would help.
You want to announce something?
I'm trying to help you.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Hold on. Maybe you want to announce something right here on the Big Show Network, Leroy? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know anything.
We threw it out there. I couldn't pass that up.
Joe, what would make you feel
Joe,
better?
Joe, go ahead.
What would make me feel better is if the Packers win the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, man.
Because then I don't have to dwell on that crap
anymore. Okay, let's make an agreement. If they win the Super Bowl, you'll forget everything that happened in the past?
Well, I can't forget everything, but I'm not going
to. Just don't bring it up to me then.
But then,
bring it up to Steve.
But, Leroy, going forward, when the Packers are in more conversations for the Super Bowl, I don't have to sit here and try to, like, play this, like, oh, no, what if? I can just say they won the Super Bowl last year. They won the Super Bowl just 2 years ago.
Yeah,
let's
but
relax.
If they're doing this show 10 years from now and they haven't won another one after they win this one, are you going to bring it up?
Well, let's just hope there's not another 10 years of what we just experienced as fans with all of our teams. I can't imagine.
We archive these shows. I want to replay this in 10 years.
I got to think the Bucks are going to win a title at some point. I got to think the Milwaukee Brewers are going to do something at some point.
Bucks going to win a title this year, right, Leroy?
The Lakers going to win it, but they can come.
Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Fiverr, Wendy's Big Show. Leroy talks about God's hand. It led Joe to West Dallas Hyundai.
Yeah, I will just say this. Hyundai West Dallas.
Good job, Steve.
Everything is a guarantee at Hyundai West Dallas. Like, I don't have to just, like, give you the what-ifs on, like, deals, good deals. I don't have to say, well, maybe they have a good deal for you. No, Hyundai West Dallas has deals that are guaranteed. And what kind of guarantees am I talking about? I'm talking about saving $500 on a new car. And it's really simple. If you just say my name, Radio Joe, Joe Zanzola, or Gary Ellerson's name, you will get $500 off your new car at Hyundai West Dallas. They have a huge inventory of new 2020 and 2021 Hyundais in stock. And to continue that momentum, they're having these deals. Plus, with your favorite team from Green Bay still in it, if you mention them as well as my name and or Gary Ellerson's name, you will get an extra $750 off. That is also another guarantee. I don't have to play the what-if game here with you guys. So not only will you receive their award-winning customer service, it is very good, their amazing response to COVID-19, they are cleaning everything constantly, so when you walk in, you're going to feel safe. You're also getting the best pricing in town. Hyundai West Dallas, they're located just off of Highway 100 between Lincoln and National Avenues. You can visit them in person or go to their website, HyundaiWestDallas.com, where you can also shop online too. Make sure when you go there, just mention my name, Gary Ellerson's name, and your favorite team from Green Bay.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh, live from the G-Wagner Plumbing Studios, asking you, are you bracing for another letdown based on the last decade of misery in Wisconsin sports? Got some NBA news to get to as well here before we get out of here at top of the hour. First, let's go to Dave in Little Chute, listening on the Score.
What's up, Dave?
You're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson and Roy Butler.
Good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon. I have been through the 60s with the great teams, the 70s with the not-so-great teams. To say that the last decade has been a disappointment, no. No, it is what it is. And to say that, well, Brady's coming into Green Bay, he's been playing in the cold, big deal. The rest of the team doesn't play well in the cold. And to say, well, Brady and Gronk have played in the cold, and Green Bay's not going to – no. Green Bay's going to win. They're going to go to the Super Bowl. Brady is going to be sitting there with the rest of his team at home watching it in 2 weeks. So, there's no problem. I've seen my dad get excited when Bart Starr is throwing the football down the field and the guys are running for the touchdowns. And I've also seen him scream at the TV when Hadle throws a pass that doesn't go anywhere. So I've seen both the good and the bad, and to say, well, Brady's coming in. Who's Brady? When he was with the Patriots, he was a good quarterback. With the Buccaneers, not so great because the team itself doesn't perform that well. So that's just my take on it. So
I appreciate it. Yeah, and again, Joe said that he thinks the Packers are going to win this game and so forth. So it's not like Joe's calling for them to lose or anything of the sort.
What Joe's doing is playing both sides of the fence. That's all he's doing because he don't want no smoke. Oh, I'll preface this by they're going to win, but I'm still scared. Pick what side you want to be on. I don't understand it.
I got one here from James, who tweets at the station or at the Big Show Radio Network. I'm not bracing for a letdown because the NFL wants a Rodgers-Mahomes Super Bowl. They got their matchup with Brady and Breeze going for a seventh Super Bowl versus playing for possibly last game. Now they have their second matchup, James says. Then in another tweet, 2020 MVP looking for his second Super Bowl versus playing for his seventh Super Bowl and to be the first team with HFA in a Super Bowl. The NFL won't allow a home field advantage because that will open up a can of worms, and Mahomes will miss this week. Chiefs will win on last second field goal. They will have their final matchup with Rodgers versus Mahomes because they have never played each other, if I recall. That is James tweeting at Big Show Network.
But if that's true, that's a conspiracy theory, what the NFL won't and what
correct.
The NBA won't. Now listen.
It would be good for the NFL, though, if it's Rodgers and Mahomes.
Oh, no. Packers-Chiefs.
That, too, a rematch of. Yep.
Yeah.
This why it's a bunch of baloney. They would have did it last year.
Correct.
Why wouldn't the NFL fix it last year? Why this year so big? Hey, man, leave all that conspiracy stuff alone, man. Just say the two top teams, odds are they'll meet each other in the Super Bowl. That's fine if you want to believe that. But all this conspiracy of what the NFL won't and all this small market. They don't want Giannis to sign there. They want him to go to L.A., which I would love. No, he signed with the Bucks. He didn't go to Golden State. He didn't go to the Brooklyn. He didn't go to the Knicks. Stay with the smallest market. So don't be believing. Y'all got to stop going by the church, man. I'm telling you, man.
This music that
even
Joe.
Even if it's virtual, man, you can go on Facebook Live.
This music that Joe is playing reminds me of Kyrie Irving. Kyrie addressed.
Rami used to play this for me all the time when I said stuff.
Kyrie addressed the media today.
Oh, he did.
He is practicing with the team today, could play Wednesday in Cleveland. He has missed the last seven games, five while away from the team, two more while regaining his conditioning after he was eligible to return. He said, resting his head on his arms folded in front of him while he spoke during a Zoom interview. Irving didn't give a clear reason for his absence, saying he had a lot of family and personal stuff going on, saying that he just needed a pause.
Go get some therapy, man. I get it once a week for the last 23 years.
Irving said he was happy to be back with the team, which acquired James Harden during his absence. Irving was fined $50,000 for violating the NBA's health and safety protocols after he was seen a video posted on social media during his absence at an indoor family party while not wearing a mask. He also lost nearly $900,000 of his $33.5 million salary because two of the games he missed were during a mandated quarantine period.
I ain't never missed no game for that kind
of time. There is that on Kyrie Irving, and apparently now he is ready to play. Other NBA news, this coming from the commissioner, Adam Silver, and it involves vaccinations and your NBA players. We'll tell you what that's all about coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network. Now, a green and gold update brought to you by Concordia University, Wisconsin Veterans Services Department. Learn how to use your military benefits at cuw.edu/veterans. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers are doing their film study of the Buccaneers for Sunday's NFC Championship game. Tampa Bay has taken their nose tackle 350-pound Vita Vea off injured reserve back from a fractured ankle. Wide receiver Antonio Brown left the game against the Saints with a knee. Bucs head coach Bruce Arians was asked for an update.
Was there any update on Antonio Brown's knee situation?
No, he's in the MRI neck now, so we'll find out more this afternoon.
Packers rookie running back A.J. Dillon left the Rams game with a quad injury. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, we'll see where he's at. You know, we've been off the last 2 days, so I've not seen him. You know, we'll kind of play it through and we'll see where he's at. But we're hopeful that he'll be ready to go.
Inside linebacker Chris Barnes with a broken thumb, now with a club cast on his left hand. The Packers defense playing with a lot of confidence, thanks to players like Jaire Alexander and veteran Christian Kirksey. Packers safety, Adrian Amos.
When you have, you know, certain guys like Jai and a lot of other guys on defense from Kirko, just everybody just loose and wanting to have fun. You know, that's what it comes down to. You want to have fun so much that it's kind of hard to get tight around these guys. So everybody's just loose, being energetic. You know, you want to win.
That's Adrian Amos in Green Bay. I'm Mike Clemens.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Gary Leroy, I don't know if you saw this news. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said today that the league has discussed having players receive COVID-19 vaccine to educate and influence the public regarding its safety and effectiveness. Silver said, quote, there have been discussions. It's something we're particularly focused on. In the African-American community, there's been enormously disparate impact from COVID. But now, somewhat perversely, there's been enormous resistance to vaccinations in the African-American community for understandable historical reasons. If that resistance continues, it would be very much a double whammy to the black community because the only way out of this pandemic is to get vaccinated, end quote. I'm just going to tell you, we don't have much time. We only got a couple minutes left here. I think this is going to have a horrible PR hit if they do this. Because then those that think they should be getting vaccines and don't have them, and now these millionaires are getting the vaccines. And Adam Silver, I'm not saying he's wrong on what he's saying. I'm just saying from a public perception,
I think that's a spin.
This is going to be bad for the NBA if they do this.
And that's a spin, Steve.
Right.
I think that's the spin on them getting it before everybody else to say, look at what we're doing. If we can do it, you can do it.
Because they're losing games.
All along, they know they're going to give it to them.
Right, they're losing games.
I would disagree on something you guys are missing. That's not a myth. African-American community does not, even the Tuskegee Airmen, go all the way back. African-Americans always been reserved about taking vaccines.
I'm not saying it's not true.
That's not what we're saying.
That's what he's saying.
I know what he's saying.
That's why you see people, I don't know if y'all, but there's some people they've been using to take it.
But Leroy,
show people it's okay to take it.
Right, and sure. I understand. All I'm saying is I don't think if they haven't lost any games to this point and everything's been going fine, they haven't had any issues with losing games, because seemingly every day they're losing a game. If they hadn't had any issues with losing games, I don't think we'd be having this conversation, because we are having issues and they can't get their arms wrapped around it. I mean, all these goofy new rules they got about, you know, not slapping five and all this other stuff while you're bodying up against somebody in a game is
stupid.
So they can't figure out how to get a handle on this, and they're losing a lot of games. So now this is the next opportunity. So now it's like, okay, if we do this, we know we're going to get backlash. So how do we push it out there so we don't get as much backlash as possible? It's a great angle. I think it would help the African-American community. I'm not saying it wouldn't. But I'm just saying the rest of the country, I think, is going to go at the NBA if they do it. That's all.
Well, things will change tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We'll see. You got a new president.
No.
Everybody gonna get it.
I don't care about anybody any of that.
Get the vaccine.
No.
And there's a lot of people don't even want the vaccine.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to talk about president. I want to talk about Leroy Butler being in the damn Hall of Fame.
That's all I want to talk about.
4 hours, Leroy Butler.
Take the week off.
Leroy Butler's in the Hall of Fame. 4 hours tomorrow. That's what we're going to talk about.
Hell yeah.
Don't waste your time with that.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah, that is what we're doing. And if John Lynch gets in, we're doing 4 hours of why John Lynch should not be in. We're going to do that tomorrow,
too. I'm definitely going to take off.
Co-sign.
Yeah, we're definitely doing that. We're not doing that either.
No. Don't count me in the show tomorrow.
But Ross Tucker's here tomorrow. So we will have
the smartest guy in the room.
Love me some Ross Tucker.
I put in my three people.
Yes, you did.
All right, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll talk to Ross Tucker tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show. Tune in.
Talk to you later. Bye.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.